Tom Karkle in the AM 1400 WRJN News Center. AccuWeather forecast for today. Going to be cloudy with a chance for some afternoon showers and thunderstorms. High of about 83 degrees. In Kenosha right now, the temperature reading under cloudy skies. Situation hasn't really changed all that much since earlier this morning. It's 73 degrees still, 66 in Burlington, partly cloudy. In Milwaukee, mostly cloudy in 73. It's partly cloudy in 73 here in Racine. While hundreds of law enforcement officers search for three suspects in the shooting death of that Fox Lake, Illinois police officer, additional Kenosha County deputies have been patrolling the western end of the county along the state line. Sheriff David Beth, in addition to offering assistance for the search in Illinois, deployed the tactical response team and specialized vehicles in conjunction with their regular patrols. The sheriff ordering additional uniformed patrol units in the area, putting the tactical unit on alert status. Fox Lake Lieutenant Joe Glinowitz, of course, shot and killed while chasing three men. So far, a massive search has not turned up those suspects.
New leads have poured in as multiple agencies hunt for three men suspected of killing Lieutenant Joe Glinowitz. Lake County Major Crime Task Force Commander Joe Falenko says multiple agencies are checking up on those leads.
We feel like we are making some progress. Unfortunately, we haven't apprehended anyone.
Recordings of police dispatch the day Glinowitz was killed indicated the suspects may have run toward a nearby marsh. Police say they're turning over every leaf and blade of grass to see if there's anything they may have missed. I'm Andrew Spencer.
A vigil held last evening at a Fox Lake park, which drew hundreds of people, including some Racine County Sheriff's deputies and representatives of several other law enforcement agencies. Hundreds gathered for that vigil, among those the grief-stricken widow of the officer.
He was the most wonderful, caring, and loving father to our boys. My world got a little bit smaller with his passing. He will truly be missed by all of us. Thank you, everybody.
Meanwhile, a Vernon Hills, Illinois woman is now facing charges. She reportedly made up a phony story that led to a massive police search last night, not far from where the Fox Lake situation went down. The Lake County Sheriff's Office says Kristen Kiefer reported last evening that two men had run into a cornfield after trying to steal her car near Routes 12 and 120 in Volo, Illinois. That call prompting a response of some 85 law enforcement officers. Lake County officials say Kiefer later admitted to fabricating the story because she wanted some attention from the family for which she works as a nanny. Kenosha police checking out an armed robbery from yesterday afternoon, during which a 70-year-old man was struck in the head with a gun. Lieutenant Brad Hadlett says the man was showing an apartment to a couple of prospective tenants in the 1300 block of 52nd Street, and the victim was then attacked. His phone, his keys, his wallet, all taken. The victim went to the hospital with non-life-threatening injuries. No arrest made in that case. Kenosha police, meanwhile, did make an arrest after warning folks in one Southside neighborhood about some robberies. According to a posting on the department's Facebook page, with the help of a witness, they were able to identify a suspect who is now in custody and expected to face charges in juvenile court. Two of the armed robberies taking place in the area between 75th and 80th Streets and 30th and 39th Avenues. Well, some of the folks who were living in Kenosha around 39th Street and 14th Avenue last night, they had to evacuate because of a gas leak. Somebody using a post hole digger ruptured a line about a quarter to eight. Smell of gas was evident as crews arrived there from the fire department. They staged a couple of blocks away and called for We Energies to get there as soon as possible. Some of the homes were contacted about folks leaving their homes. The utilities representatives did show up about 8 o'clock or so, and the safety zone created by law enforcement and firefighters around that area, that was being cleared out by about a quarter after 8. Word from the State Department of Transportation, it was the most major construction projects are going to be going on in Wisconsin, but they're going to be suspended for the Labor Day weekend. Doesn't mean motorists not going to be encountering some lane restrictions, though. But in the meantime, there's also going to be a situation with safety being forced upon a lot of folks in terms of message this weekend. Drive safely. August, according to the DOT, the deadliest month so far this year. Racine Public Library officials earlier this year were looking at a potential rental arrangement for space inside the former Zons building on Monument Square, which was being targeted by a local real estate firm for a mixed-use renovation. Now it looks like that library concept is dead, as well as the entire proposal. Journal Times quoting the library board, Sandy Rickoff, is saying that they sought a grant to cover operations in the second location, but were denied. And that apparently was a big component to renovating the building, and without it, Lee Jaramillo with North Terra Real Estate Group tells the paper they've had to walk away from the project. Meanwhile, library board members had already been discussing better use of existing space in the Lake Avenue facility, in part because of greater demand for and use of electronic materials. The infrastructure for the colonnade roof at Racine's Lakefront Festival Hall complex being damaged by current problems there in the Common Council this week. 13-2 was the vote, deciding to fix it, change the color in the process to copper, which would match the main structure. Alderman Jeff Coe said this building is no different than any other facility city has to maintain, just like the last time they dealt with the roof issue.
People were in disagreement with the color of the roof and the new roof and all that, but it has brought more weddings down there. They've done a lot of significant improvements. 10 years ago, we were losing like $600,000 a year on this festival hall. We're now losing about little over $200,000 a year, and we're moving forward on it. We're getting a lot more things going on down there.
A vote on the colonnade roof project for over $460,000, which includes redoing the picnic pavilion and concession stand, gave the project to Cudahy Roofing and Supply. Aldermen Widener and DeHaan, though, voted against it. Local, state, national leaders all got together on Racine's Lakefront to recognize revitalization efforts over the past couple of years and partnerships which financially allowed them all to take place, like the dredging of the small boat basin and using that material to fill in the old Bell Harbor Marina, resurfacing Pershing Park Drive, the boat ramp reconstruction, and repairing the South Breakwater. Caledonia Representative Tom Weatherston, coming to work for Modine in 1977, found the lakefront, well, he said, not so appealing. When he had to go to the old Don Hudson dealership to find a car part, that's where Festival Hall is now located.
And I came out to the harbor and it was disgusting. You know, the area was highly industrialized back then. There was the gas works, there was oil tanks, and various other concerns. My memories are that it was kind of a mess, not the kind of place I'd want to go fishing. But over the years, businesses changed, the properties transformed, resulting in this wonderful, clean park and boat ramp.
Former state lawmaker and county official Jim Rooney, who chairs the State Waterways Commission and the Racine Harbor Commission and received a plaque for his many years of supporting lakefront improvements, said you also have to maintain what you build. Wisconsin U.S. Senator Tammy Baldwin's coming to Racine this afternoon to tour the RootWorks project site along the Root River. She's the author of legislation to boost waterfront revitalization efforts. Representative Corey Mason of Racine says some serious concerns have been raised about the request from Waukesha to divert millions of gallons of water out of the Great Lakes. Waukesha officials insisting they've got a right to access the water. He contends their current application for it doesn't clear the high bar set by the Great Lakes Compact. That would include sending treated water back into Lake Michigan through the Root River, which, of course, runs through Racine County.
They're asking for almost twice as much water as they use now because they want to serve not just their current community but the surrounding communities as well. They don't have the conservation standards in place in their application the way the compact requires.
Any diversion requires the unanimous approval of all 8 Great Lakes governors and Canada. And on the day when the city of Racine and Racine County officials did applaud the coordinated efforts on the lakefront, word came about the continuing disagreement about joint dispatch services and the county now going to court with a lawsuit. City had stopped payments at one point because of what officials believe were staffing levels below the listed figure in the contract. County disagreed, filed a notice of claim about a year ago. Step before a lawsuit, back in April of this year, two sides did agree to have a judge decide the case, but something happened since then to lead the county to press the issue. WRJN.com. That is our webpage. You can listen to our newscast in podcast form whenever you want. Go to the local news section. At WRJN News is how you get our Twitter updates. I'm Tom Cargill, AM 1400, WRJN News.